Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond to a very hot day. And of course, that's what I want to talk about today is a few tips for staying cool. Some of them are those ones that you have heard forever, but just a reminder about some of those kinds of things. And then maybe a few that you haven't heard or haven't thought about for a long time. Well, first of all, stay where it's cool if possible. And hopefully for most people, that's where there is air conditioning. But if you don't have air conditioning, you know, what's the coolest spot in your home? And of course, if you're working outside, be sure to take a break every once in a while it's a little bit cooler and be prepared to work outside. Drink at least 8 glasses of cool water, not ice cold, just cool water and juices a day, even if you're not thirsty. You know, look at the clock and say, okay, it's time to have another drink, whether another drink of water or juice, whether you're thirsty or not. And stay away from those caffeinated and alcoholic drinks, such as the soda that so many people drink, coffee, tea, liquor, and beer. They may feel really good going down, but they're not going to help your body cool off. And part of the coolness comes from the inside, not just what's happening on the outside. Of course, dress in loose-fitting, lightweight, and light-colored natural fiber clothing, or some of the newest clothes on the market have those wicking kinds of properties that take the feeling of all that sweat gathering. Although it's okay to sweat, that's one way your body kind of protects itself to keep from getting too hot inside. But when the sweat starts running down, you're not real comfortable. Well, some of that wicking fabric does kind of help your comfort anyhow. Now we could all take, if we could, this isn't always possible, but if we could, we should take a lesson from those folks who live in climates where it's hot most of the time or gets really hot a lot of the day. Hey, take a rest during the middle of the day, that little siesta, that would be great if that's possible. Even if you have air conditioning, you may want to use some fans or make sure that your fan in the house is not on automatic. Make sure that you have air circulating. But even when you have an air conditioner, a few fans placed in good places to keep the air moving is a good idea. Not necessarily to blow right on you, which is always something you think would be really good. Well, probably not the best for you, actually. If you are working outside, and I know a lot of you working outside maybe aren't listening to me, but those of you who have loved ones that are working outside, remember that heat stroke signs are red hot skin and very high body temperature, fast breathing, sick to the stomach, not hungry, and if heat stroke is threatening, call 911. If it's heat exhaustion, which isn't quite as serious, cool, pale, and moist skin, and heavy sweating, headache, sick to stomach, some of the same kinds of things to look for. If you have somebody who has heat exhaustion, get them to a cool place and put cool packs on them, wet towels, and try to get them cooled down. Well, a couple of other things that perhaps you haven't heard of or haven't thought about, because it's not some of the things that we talk about normally, like the things that I've just mentioned. Eat cold foods for breakfast, like melon, yogurt, or cottage cheese. Get your body kind of cooled down inside. And avoid high-protein foods, which require a cranked-up metabolism to burn. Might also be better to eat shorter meals more frequently, again, to keep that metabolism from cranking up so high. So what you eat and drink is very, very important. Drinking enough and also thinking about what you are eating to avoid those high metabolism rates. What are you doing around the home? Like early in the morning, of course, you know, pull the shades, close the curtains, all those kinds of things to keep the sun out of your house. Again, even if you have air conditioning, those are good tips. Keep that air conditioner from not having to work quite so hard if possible. But also, if possible, don't run major appliances like the dishwasher or the, you know, washing machine and even the TV during the day. It just creates more heat. And, you know, you may want to look around at some of the other things that you have plugged in. Are there other heat producing items that you have in your home that would be okay to unplug during the day, because there's always that electrical energy going to it, even if you're not using it. You know, just feel it. Are there some other items that you could possibly unplug? If you have a ceiling fan, you can, you know, adjust the blades of some of them to turn counterclockwise, which creates more downdraft and cools your skin. And of course, in the winter, the blade should turn clockwise to pull the warmer air from the ceiling. So take a look at those ceiling fans to see what you might do to make those most efficient, whether it's summer or winter. If you're doing a lot of walking, and I don't have a reason behind this, but I think it comes from a pretty good source. It says, don't wear 100% cotton socks. You'll sweat more and be likelier to get a blister. Actually, probably the best socks to wear are wool socks. And you will find on the market some very lightweight wool socks. Not itchy. Very, very lightweight. And they actually help kind of control the sweat in your feet. Also, I'm finding there are more other like summer shirts that are made out of wool because they're so lightweight and normally naturally have those wicking properties. Well, if you want a really fast cool down, and I use this, I don't know how many times, hundreds of times when I was at the Cass County and Audubon County fairs, you know, those days would get pretty hot, not much air conditioning available. And just run cold water over your wrists, the pulse point, and, you know, it helps cool you down. Another thing, if you're at some places like that, take that cold can of, well, you're not drinking the soda, because unless it's no caffeine, but place it or some other cold item, a cold towel, on the back of your neck. This helps cool the blood that is traveling to your brain. Another thing is, use mint-flavored lotion or body scrub. It refreshes the skin and gives you a nice cooling sensation. Some of the things to keep cool are not actually cooling the body. It just makes us feel more comfortable. And also, dab some rubbing alcohol on your forehead or chest with a cotton ball. It quickly evaporates, removing heat from your skin. Probably can't do that too often or may not be really handy, but just another one of those quick cool down tips. So hoping that you can be somewhere where it is relatively cool today. And if you are not, remember to take care of yourself. This too shall pass. And, you know, we want you to stay safe and stay as cool as possible. So until next time, just take care of yourself. Try to stay cool.